We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Make a feel more like spring or fall. Highs of 70, partly cloudy, then increasing temperatures through the week. 73 on Tuesday, 76 Wednesday. 78 Thursday, and then a front comes through, giving us a 70% chance for showers on Friday, and it turns cool. Highs in the mid-60s, highs in the low-60s on Saturday, and then dry and highs in the upper-60s on Sunday. A lot of stuff goes on in Washington during the week, over the weekend. A lot of times over the weekend, we get distracted, so we like to check in occasionally with our friend Lara Brown, director of the Graduate School of Political Management at George Washington University, to get the latest. Hey, Lara, how you?
I'm well. Good morning, Tommy. I'm envious of your weather, I have to say. It's going to be in the 50s and 60s here all week, and being a California girl originally, I can tell you, I like 70s much better.
Not me. No, not after this summer of 100 degrees and 98 and feels like and all that stuff. Yours sounds perfect to me. Tell me about, the latest in the impeachment saga.
Oh, goodness. There's always so much going on. It's hard to characterize it. But generally speaking, what we know this morning is that there are four individuals who are expected to testify today, but none of them are expected to show up. And that is because they are presidential advisors, and we know that the White House has issued essentially a blanket non-cooperation statement asking all of their advisors and all of their departments to not cooperate with Congress. That is something that is actually being adjudicated in the courts. There is a lawsuit that is underway where basically one of the advisors sued asking, should I listen to a congressional subpoena or should I listen to a presidential directive? Because we do have two co-equal branches of government. And in that kind of a situation, the Supreme Court, or certainly if it doesn't get to the Supreme Court, the lower courts will decide. The problem is those courts are not likely to start deciding until December, or at least that's what the judges in the case have sort of indicated that they would do.
That's got to be between a rock and a hard spot when you're under one order and you're under another one, and it's like, look, guys, just somebody tell me what to do and I'll be glad to do it.
That's exactly right. And I think, you know, this is where, as a trained political scientist, I can tell you that what is so disturbing about all of this is not the partisanship per se. It's not the policy fights that go on. It is that we are engaged in a contest over sort of democratic legitimacy and the branches of government in terms of their respective powers. And it has always been the case that Congress is Article 1 of the Constitution. The presidency is Article 2. The president's oath is to actually be faithful to those laws that Congress passes. So one of the things that is just so disturbing about the situation that we're in right now is that the Congress has always and is theoretically supposed to predominate in these fights. And we're in a situation where we have a president and a White House that's not willing to do that.
I will take a break, pick it up here when we come back. I was thinking as I was cleaning my gutters this weekend, Lara, of a path where the president may not be as safe as he thinks he is, and I'll explain that when we come back. And I was watching a movie. I love me some old movies. This one was called State of the Union with Katharine Hepburn and Spencer Tracy, and it was made in 1948. And he's an industrialist that they want to run for president. and you could have played the audio from that movie back in 1948, and it would have been as appropriate today as it was then. So we tend to think that it is something new, and then I guess maybe not. It's always been this way. 7:20 more when we come back. Time for traffic now on WWL. 7:25 now, Tommy Tucker, WWL. WWL reminding you, early voting for the November 16th Louisiana runoff election resumes today. We're going to talk to Kyle Ardoin later, the Secretary of State, and they're saying that the numbers for early voting are even higher than they were for the last presidential election. So you can cast your vote for our state's next governor, Secretary of State, etc., and we'll give you more details on that as we go along. Lara Brown, guest director of the Graduate School of Political Management at George Washington University. Lara, let me run this cockamamie theory by you, okay?
Okay.
Cleaning the gutters, which I hate, and your mind sometimes is freed up when you're doing a task like that, right?
Absolutely.
So I'm thinking, well, let's look and see in the Senate how many GOP senators are up for re-election. 19 of them are. So, depending on how this plays out, these 19 could defect. And again, that's given others who decide not to. That would give the Senate 67 votes to impeach the president. Before y'all start texting in with me being a Trump hater, I'm not. I'm just talking about the pathway and how this could happen. So depending on the timing of all of this, it could be too late for a Democrat to even get on the ballot if it's uncontested, or if it is contested. I find it hard to believe that Republicans, however mad they are about Donald Trump, are going to let a Democrat in for 6 years, since it is the Senate. And the other thing I'm thinking of is, you know, the old saying that, and I got to be careful when I say this with the president, if you have enough stones to knock down the statue, you better make sure you have enough in a statue. You understand what I'm saying? I'm talking about arrows and a king, but I got to be careful how I say that. So if, in fact, he were to be knocked down and impeached and removed from office, would he then have the same clout online that so many senators, Republicans, elected officials, etc., are afraid of now? Is that crazy talk to you?
Well, I think the problem is that each Republican senator is going to be making a different calculation, because it's going to depend terrifically on sort of what their state looks like, how their state and how the Republicans in that state view impeachment. It's also going to matter whether or not there are some individuals who are retiring from the Senate. They may make a different decision than those who are actually seeking re-election. So I think we don't yet know where this is going. It is certainly true that all of the polls suggest that there are around 49% to 50% of people who are in favor of impeachment. When you talk about impeachment and removal, that number goes down a little bit, but not much. And then what you really see is that sort of the Republican base and some independents are together and united in not wanting this president to be impeached. And so we are sort of in a place where it's like, oh, 49 to 46. Or 50 to 47. It's a very close national divide at the moment, and so much is going to come down to those Republicans' own states and how they view these transgressions. I mean, I would like to just say, because I think it's important, Federalist number 65, written by Alexander Hamilton in favor of passing the Constitution, described impeachment as being those offenses which proceed from the misconduct of public men, or in other words, from the abuse or violation of some public trust. They are of a nature which may be with peculiar proprietary be denominated political, as they relate chiefly to the injuries done immediately to the society itself. In other words, it doesn't need to be a crime. It is about abuse of office and violating the oath of office. And certainly that's what we have to keep in mind when it comes to ensuring that we don't have corruption of our democratic system and our government.
Thank you, Lara. I appreciate your time. I really do. Lara Brown, director of the Graduate School of Political Management at George Washington University. I'm not calling for the...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.